You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Rockies actually split their first series of the year, going 2-2 against the powerhouse San Diego Padres. That's actually pretty good. They're going to move north now a couple of hours to play the Dodgers in L.A. That probably will not be as good. What else happened in sports over the weekend? We have to say congratulations to the LSU Tigers because they won the women's college basketball tournament yesterday, beating Iowa. I have never seen such outrage all over social media about officiating in a game. I mean, people were losing their minds.
Pretty bad, over. Huh?
I guess. I didn't.
Or was it better than average? Was it really good officiating?
No, that's not what they were saying.
Oh, okay.
And there was all sorts of taunting going on in the game. I mean, these women were in each other's faces doing stuff. It was pretty wild.
Dang.
Tonight, the men will decide the men's championship with the game between UConn and San Diego State. So that's going on. Let's talk about some other kind of sports, though. Let's talk about pickleball, which over the last probably 10, 12 years has really been exploding in popularity.
Fastest growing sport in America, Dom.
Well, it's getting shut down a little bit, Jer.
Why? What's going on?
It's facing a backlash because of, can you guess?
People doping?
I'm going to give you three guesses. Why is it getting
doping?
A backlash?
They're either doping.
That's not it.
What's going on? There's shenanigans going on between the players, like love triangles.
No.
No?
Well, there might be, but that's not why it's getting a backlash.
People falling down. Concussions.
It's a good guess. All three good guesses. No, because of noise.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Denver Parks and Rec is shutting down pickleball in the Congress Park area, and they are shuttering their plans to build new pickleball courts near Sloan's Lake, all because of complaints about the noise. There's a Denver City ordinance,
like,
Jer,
that
will not allow activities that produce more than 55 decibels of sound, and pickleball is creating up to 70 decibels.
Yeah, it does. I get it. But come on, you're outside, you're having fun. Like, that's ridiculous.
There's a really
Who's
funny
complaining
story?
About this?
Well, the neighbors.
Get a life.
They said some of these pickleball courts are just like 100 feet from these homes, and these people are like, I can't even sit outside and enjoy my evening anymore. Experts say the courts should not be built within 500 feet of homes.
We have tennis courts in our neighborhood. We've got like a little common area. We've got tennis courts and stuff in there, and the pickleballers are out there every day because they can play four. They, you know, on each half of the tennis courts because there's two of them. And you go out and you walk the dog or whatever, and all you hear is the, you know, they really get into it. And then if they get a point or whatever, everybody's cheering. And
now,
I mean,
imagine that in your backyard.
There's houses surrounding it. And I would think it would be great, actually, to hear all that. To actually hear people outside having fun instead of sitting on the couch with Cheeto dust in their belly buttons.
You are hilarious.
I'd be fine with it. I totally would be.
You're such a dreamer. That's a fantasy land.
No, not at all.
After 2 days in your backyard, you'd be up to here with it. Don't give me that.
I think I'd be fine
with
it.
I'm just so
really
happy for the sounds of people getting
exercise. I love the sounds of people at the park. We can hear our school from our house, too, and to hear the kids on the playground brings me so much joy. You don't even know.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just me.
Yeah, and that's truer words have never been spoken.
I would be so happy to hear people outside. That's it.
I love to hear noise all the time.
But it's not like bass thumping or cars revving or anything like that. It's just people having fun, living their life.
Well, you know what they say, Jeremy. Walk a mile in somebody else's shoes before you
in their pickleball shoes.
Yeah. But get a load of this. Speaking of sports, some state senators in the great state of North Carolina are now pushing to ban participation trophies in youth sports.
It's time.
It would ban, they're calling it the Eliminate Participation Trophies Act.
I'm okay with that.
They can't obviously control like these little private leagues and everything, but they say it would ban participation trophies at all youth sporting events that are sponsored by state or local governments.
Yep.
Any trophies or ribbons they give out would have to be based on, and I quote, identified performance achievements.
Thank you.
In other words, you got to win.
First, second, third. That's all you get. Maybe not even third. Just first and second place.
I was writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today. Because there's a lot of people who are like, don't we have more important things to be spending
our government's time on? No, because I have this talk with my kids because they are in youth sports. And the amount of it's not trophies that we've been receiving. It's medals every time they get a medal. Mm-hmm. And I've even said a few times, like, you guys sucked this year.
Yeah.
You really don't deserve this medal. I mean, it's tough love. You know what I want them to tack onto this bill, too, is the not keeping score. Let's eliminate that, too. These soccer games. I want them to keep score, and I want trophies for first and second place.
Look, the bottom line, and this is, again, something that we have harped on this show for years and years, the people who are, it's always just adults are like, kids shouldn't keep score. You're the only people not keeping score because the kids are keeping score.
Even when we were in leagues like this, at the end of the game, my kid would be like, who won? I'd be like, you guys won. I was keeping track. I was like, you guys won.
I remember coaching youth sports, and it was this whole thing about not keeping score, and the kids would come off the field. They're like, yeah, they're up 3-2.
Yeah.
Kids were keeping score. It's just the silent. It's the vocal 5%.
It's stupid. But again, it's
the vocal
stupid.
5%.
It's like complaining about the pickleball. You're stupid.
Oh, my God, that's funny. What else is trending?
So April Fool's Day went down on Saturday. Did you guys do any fun pranks on each other at the house, Tom?
Nope.
The only thing that went down at my house is my son pulled out the meat injection syringe that I have that you can inject marinades into meat. And he was squeezing weird things into oranges the night before. And then the next day he made everybody breakfast and, peeled the oranges and gave us oranges. And they all tasted funny because he was injecting them with, like, Pine Sol and stuff.
Always funny.
I'm just joking. It wasn't Pine Sol. It was like lemon juice and things like that, and pepper and salt. So that's the biggest thing that went down in my house. But
your
I will
son
say,
needs to up his April Fool's
he should have done Pine Sol. Actually, I did joke. I was like, this tastes like Lysol. I was like, ugh. So a bunch of companies do their shtick every year, just to get some publicity and give some people some laughs. They're usually pretty stupid, but the few of them I see here are pretty darn funny. Like Tinder claimed that they were banning photos of singles holding fish, making Tinder the first dating app in history to be fish-free. And that's funny because we've talked photos of dudes are holding fishes, Stouffer's announced that they're now going to call their chicken enchiladas just Lattas in attempt to attract more Gen Z customers. And the brand itself is just going to be called Stouffs to save you time.
Good for
them. That one's good. Subaru said that they were entertaining the granola business with Subaru Forager Granola. Pretty good, because they always say that it's like, hippies that drive, Subies and stuff like that. Fiat said that they were going to be selling cars with pasta makers. And I wish this one was true. Panera Bread tried to convince everybody that they'd be releasing a bread bowl hot tub for you to enjoy. That's one I'm kind of excited about. Speaking of food, the fast food chain Culver's, which I know DT loves, testing out a new bacon cheeseburger that comes with peanut butter and jelly on it. They're calling it the PBBB&J Pub Burger.
See, I wonder
peanut
if
butter,
this was
bacon and jelly.
I thought this was another April Fool's joke.
No, this is the real thing, man. But it doesn't sound that creative to me. I feel like there's been some burger places here locally that have peanut butter and jelly. The Cherry Cricket had peanut butter one for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I guess I could have used this for my Fat America, but...
It all works.
We went to breakfast on Sunday, and one of the things I almost ordered was a meatloaf hamburger. So the meat inside the hamburger was a meatloaf.
I thought this was breakfast.
Well, I don't know. It was just on the breakfast menu. It was a meatloaf hamburger, and on the top was a giant tater tot stuffed with cheese, and then they covered it all with mushroom gravy. I was tempted. I was really tempted. But then I was like, you know what? I've been working hard at the gym. I've been doing good.
What'd you end up getting?
I better not. Oh, I got
boring-ass breakfast.
Scrambled eggs and dry wheat toast.
Boring. Why even go out to breakfast?
I know.
I do wonder that sometimes. Is that a bigger segment for
what's
our
that?
Show?
What?
People
Meatloaf?
Are like, they want to go out to breakfast, and then they go out and they get scrambled eggs and toast.
But it's the traditional, you know, eggs, toast, bacon, hash browns, done.
But it's the easiest thing in the world to make at your house. If you go out to breakfast, you want to get something that you don't make at home all the time.
But something about the restaurant hash browns, you know, that you can't really recreate at home.
I won't argue with that.
And it's somebody else making it for you, so it tastes better. It's just a little bit better. Let's talk about some auctions that are going to be happening. The hoverboard featured in the Back to the Future Part 2 movie is one of hundreds of movie props and television props that are going up for auction. Get this. That goofy little hoverboard that Marty McFly rode on, they're estimating it's going to be sold between $60,000 and $80,000 when it goes up. And it's just essentially just like a piece of painted wood.
Plywood or something.
Yeah. Some suit from Saturday Night Fever is going up for auction that John Travolta wore.
Oh, is it his all-white suit?
Probably. Yeah, I don't see a dollar amount on that. Iron Man's helmet is going to be going up for auction. Did you see that story this morning about the woman who found the purse for a dollar at, like, Goodwill? And then that went to auction, and it sold for just shy of, like, $10,000 with some rare purse? My God. What else is going on? The CDC is saying be careful with raw cookie dough again. These stories pop up from time to time. You get the salmonella, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat raw cookie dough. You did the trophy story. Here is your Fat America. Hidden Valley Ranch is now adding a pickle flavor to their ranch dressing. Exclusively at Walmart, of course. But you can go buy dill pickled flavor ranch now. From Hidden Valley. You dig it?
I think
you
that down? Sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty damn good, if you ask me. Put that on a hamburger. Good night. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy, on the FB. Check out this crazy story I posted about a guy who's got an extremely rare condition. They say about 60 incidences of this condition every year. His body produces its own alcohol. It's called auto-brewery syndrome.
Oh my God. He appears
drunk even though he hasn't been drinking. He's lost his job because of this, unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
His wife believes that he was secretly sneaking beers all the time just because he was like constantly buzzed. Anyway, it's a rare condition that turns the sugar in your stomach into alcohol. So he can't have like any carbs. He's got to take special pills.
I've never heard of
it. Me either. It was such a crazy story. I was like, I got to post this. The poor guy says, I haven't had pasta or pizza in like 10 years because he just can't. It turns it into alcohol in his stomach. He's got a constant buzz. Check out the crazy
story. Can you see
story.
Him getting pulled over and the cop's like, excuse me, sir, have you been eating spaghetti?
As a matter of fact, I have. Crazy story. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
I feel bad for the guy. I really do.
I do too.
Really sad.